Hello.
Hi, is this Rudy?
Yes.
Hey Rudy, it's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Hope I'm not bugging you. I just wanted to follow up with you. I know you want a chance to talk to your partner before doing anything.
I'm still up. You know what? I'm gonna give my bank a call and see. I mean, it's just expensive money, you know? So, if it was like a 5 or 5%,
I think one
thing or
thing,
something.
I think the kind of challenge here, and without me, I don't want to take any liberties. 5% financing is really reserved for vehicles, and I think it's kind of, I hate to use like a pill to swallow. That's not the way I'm going to talk to you. It's, we're taking more risk just because we're not asking for a lot of information. We're not asking for tax returns. We're not asking for financials. And ultimately, with no money down, the reason why this financing is in 5% is you're just not asking for a lot of information. It's something where if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I completely understand. But you are paying a bit of a premium per month because we're not getting in kind of invasive and asking for a lot of equity.
I mean, what if I did put money down? Is that something you guys would be interested in doing, or?
Do you want the real answer or the sales answer?
I'll take the real answer.
The real answer is then you should work with your bank. I think a lot of people in my line of business try to be, this phrase is a jack of all trades, master of none. They try to like dance around issues, and I'm not like that kind of greasy salesperson. I've been doing this and have a great reputation, and that's the reason your vendor works with us. I make the transaction simple. I tell people real pricing. I think if you're willing to put that much money down, your bank will crush us. You're gonna pay, a few bucks more a month because we're not gonna jump into your business. That's the point of leasing and financing. It's supposed to be very non-invasive.
No, I understand. I mean, you know what? I go back and forth with it. I mean, I'm not going to say no yet. I just want to talk to my bank and see what kind of rate they would come back with.
I think they'd come
And
back to you with a fully amortized loan with a cheap deal. I mean, what I would tell you is this. Your bank might, a lot of banks right now, they're borrowing money at 0% and they're reselling it to their customers that they're making money for a reason. But, as someone that's been down this road a long time, I encourage customers to have as many relationships as possible because I think the problem, and don't take this the wrong way, I don't even, I don't work for your bank, but the experience that I've had is banks are going to be your friend until they're not. Credit lines are great until you max them out. Everyone in finance is your best friend until they can't lend you any more money. And my opinion is it makes sense to have as many relationships because there will be a point, I'm sure, where your bank will say, hey, we're at our limit, and it's better to have an outgoing relationship there if that appeals to you.
Like I said, I don't want to rule it out yet. I agree
Absolutely.
with you to have relationships. I mean, I don't have a lot of money really financed with my bank now. I mean, we do $4 million a year in business. We pay all our bills, and I just, you know what? I'm just trying to be a little, I don't know. I hate putting money down on something. I'd rather just make a payment every month, and I know that
That's
comes at a cost. So.
I can give you. I can give you one story, and then I'll let you go, because I don't want to monopolize your time. I have a customer that's in a very similar position to you, and they're talking about a 24-month term, okay, a 2-year term. And they're like, "Well, how about if I put money down? How about if I put money down?" I'm like, "The guy's name is John." I'm like, "John, look, you're concentrating so much on putting money down, and all this money down, that you're chasing this. In one side, you're saying I want a low rate and I want a low payment, but what's the difference in putting all this money down versus paying the payment on a monthly basis?" It's kind of counterproductive, and so at the end of the day, it's one of those things where just, I would encourage you to shop around. I'm actually not one person to say it's my way or the highway, but I do think that you would find the rate factor that I'm quoting you to be a pretty competitive and fair offer.
Well, like I said, I don't want to say, I don't want to rule it out yet. And let me talk with my partner again. And
You let me know.
So, I mean, I appreciate you calling me.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I'm not gonna say I'm not interested yet, but I'm still interested.
Okay.
And I'll take it from there.
Right, sounds like a plan.
All right.
Let me
Thank
know,
you.
and I'd like the opportunity. You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.